This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. Most Americans these days find that their mailbox, their newspapers, the ads on their local TV stations are chock full of advertisements for sale-priced items. While that might please consumers, those falling prices are raising concerns among economists. They point to the possibility of deflation, that prices could sink so low that the economy would not just sputter, but stall completely. This week, Federal Reserve policymakers hinted at that concern, without actually using the D word. To help explain what deflation is and why we should worry about it, we called Carrie Leahy, chief economist at Deutsche Bank Securities.
Deflation refers to a decline in the so-called general price index. What it basically means is that most prices are actually falling. That has not happened in the United States since the 1930s when the economy was in a depression. So that's why we economists and policymakers are scared of the threat of deflation.
Perhaps you could help us understand the calculus of deflation, sort of the equation here. What's the worry first for consumers?
The irony, first off, is that no consumer ever died in a price war, so falling prices of particular items isn't necessarily a bad thing. What is bad about economy-wide price declines, I mean, we all know about the prices of computers falling, and we all benefit from that, but unfortunately, economy-wide, you do not get a decline in the overall price level or prices on average without the economy being very weak with unemployment rising. Imagine a world where the price of haircuts declined, the price of wages of unionized workers in Detroit had to decline. The economy would have to be very weak for people to accept so-called wage cuts. That's why it is so bad.
But debts remain steady.
For debtors, it's a real problem. It's the old remark from the 19th century that farmers liked rising prices because it ate away at the value of their debts and they tended to be net debtors. But a decline in prices would be very bad for people in debt because that would make the real value of their debt rise. And so debtors would be much worse off. And in particular for the Federal Reserve, which controls short-term interest rates in our economy, they can't push rates much lower, and they're not getting much bang for lower rates because you're pushing on a string. You can give banks another cut in rates or more liquidity, but if they don't feel confident about the future, they're not going to make new loans.
We should be clear here. The Federal Reserve Open Market Committee never mentioned the word deflation by name. However, deflation presents a real policy problem for them, as you've noted, and also presents a real challenge for the administration, it would seem, as they push forward on this tax cut proposal.
Absolutely. The Fed in public regarding policy can't use the D word for deflation without making the situation worse. The Fed right now is trying to establish deflation fighting credibility, much like the inflation fighting credibility they gained in the last 15 to 20 years. And so what they're telling the American people yesterday afternoon in their policy statement was, we feel your pain, we know you're worried, and we are worried about a fall in the price level. And even if the economy revs up in the second half of the year, as many forecasters, including yours truly, think, the Fed may still cut rates, even if the economy strengthens, because they're afraid that the overall price level could actually decline, or at least inflation continue to creep lower, and they just don't want it to get any lower than it is now.
It seems like they may have one eye to the east. Right now, Japan seems to be the prime example, representing the dangers of deflation.
You're absolutely right. People have been worried about the U.S. going the way of Japan for quite some time, thinking that the stock market bubble would lead to a bursting of the housing market bubble. The important thing to remember is for the U.S. to go the way of Japan, you will need an extraordinary weakening of the economy. The unemployment rate, which is currently around 6%, would have to move to 7% and higher over the next 3 years. And then 3 years later, we probably would have deflation. I never thought that would happen in my professional lifetime, that the Fed would say inflation's too low, but now we have it, and now they got to, in some sense, reverse course and look both ways before they cross the street.
Carrie Leahy, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Carrie Leahy is a senior economist at Deutsche Bank Securities.